got some money to spend tonight.
You know what that music means?
Yeah, it means it is time for the weekend and time to find out what's happening in the Pikes Peak region this weekend. Joining us from Peak Radar, he is the manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak region, Jonathan Toman. Woo woo! We are ready for the weekend.
Yep, for sure. Good morning, Mike and Renee, and it's about time.
It is, right? Yeah. This week, I'm glad it's Friday.
Yeah, for sure. And there's, as you know, always a lot going on. And it starts with a big weekend in Manitou because, of course, the race, well, multiple races, the Conquer Pikes Peak are this weekend with the Pikes Peak Ascent and Marathon tomorrow and Sunday in Manitou. Big doings. Obviously, you can come and watch and cheer on the runners, but they'll also have all sorts of fun activities for spectators throughout the weekend, including a breakfast on Saturday and a block party on Sunday with music and all sorts of fun shenanigans over in Manitou. So if you're interested in running or just want to have a good time in Manitou, it's a good weekend to do it.
All right. What else is on the docket?
Yeah. Pedaling Through the Ages, a celebration of bicycling in the Pikes Peak region, is at the McAllister House Museum tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, that museum is in downtown Colorado Springs on Cascade Avenue, and it's the oldest house in Colorado Springs. So if you've never been, it's kind of a cool museum, but they're going to have rare 19th and 20th century bicycles, along with much newer Pike Ride electric assist bicycles to check out, local history rides, tours of the house, of course, so it's going to be an interesting historical day at the McAllister House tomorrow. At the Pike Peak Center, it's going to be a rough weekend because Paw Patrol Live is going to have four performances in total, both two tomorrow and two on Sunday. The latest adventure of the adored puppies, X Barks the Spot, because it's the great it's the great pirate adventure for Paw Patrol Live. So, of course, they will need all paws on deck to figure out what is happening. So
right.
Come for the puppies, stay for the puns, maybe? I'm not sure. But a fun weekend at the Pike Peak Center. And then three more, the Into Thin Air Auto Fest is down at the Pikes Peak International Raceway today through Sunday. So they have, of course, a car show, but also drag racing, a time attack course, and it's become a good destination for all things drift as well. So music, great food, and obviously lots of cars down at the raceway. The 21st Annual Greek Festival is this weekend, actually today through Sunday, at the Archangel Michael Greek Orthodox Church. They'll have Greek food and drink, souvenirs, clothing, jewelry, and Greek dancing, if you're interested in learning how to do that. And then finally, the first sort of play of the year for Theater Works of the season opened yesterday at the Ent Center, and it's called The Mountaintop. And it's a gripping reimagination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s Last Night on Earth, set in his room at the Lorraine Motel. The play centers on the humanity of Dr. King in the shadow of his monumental legacy, of course. So that play runs through September 8th. At the Ent Center. So a lot going on this weekend and a lot of stuff getting started as we suddenly are zooming into fall, it seems.
I know.
Yeah, it's going fast, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. Poof.
Yes, poof.
Right, if you want to go back and review all the things that Jonathan just mentioned, go to peakradar.com. Jonathan, have a great weekend.
You too, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, KRDO's Morning News.